There's Gilbert. Oh, everybody's got a camera crew. Yeah. Hi, Gilbert.
Hi.
How are you? Can I tell you what I did this morning? I was driving here, and I got over the bridge, and it was like 10 to 5, and I went, this is just a horrible existence. I've been doing this for like 20 years, and I hate getting up early every day, and then I just felt bad that you had to get up early. I was like, poor Gilbert. He got up this morning. He was like, I hate these people. I know you do, and that's okay, and I'm sorry.
I do hate all of you.
I'm sure.
That's one thing.
I try to make it as painless as possible.
Yeah.
What are you filming for now?
Oh, I don't know. Someone has an idea of doing a documentary on me because, you know, I discovered the vaccine for polio.
I would say it's because you're somewhat elusive.
Yeah.
We didn't know anything about you before. Whenever you're on the show, all people come to rat you out on things. Like people are like, well, I knew Gilbert when I lived in New York and he did this and he used to steal food from Caroline's before he left. And yeah, you don't care.
Yeah.
But I wondered, and we talked about this extensively last time you were here about being a father and girls and all that stuff. And I never know like what the inside of your life looks like. Now though, you've been on, since you've been here before, you were on Wife Swap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I Googled pictures of it. Who did you swap with?
With Alan Thicke.
Yeah. Do you get a choice? Do they say anything, or do you not find out until that day?
No, you kind of find out that day.
Yeah.
With Alan Thicke, I had to have sex with Alan Thicke. Ooh, Gilbert, that feels so good. Harder, Gilbert, harder.
Is she a pain in the ass, or is she okay to be around?
She was kind of on the demanding side.
Right. Well, you gotta imagine, and I saw her, not very attractive, not what I would think that Alan Thicke could get.
Yeah, and I wound up then, about a year ago, doing even they have a reality show now.
Right,
oh,
yeah.
The Thicks?
Yeah.
And it's some pun, right? Isn't it something in the thick as
night or something.
Unusually thick.
Unusually thick, that's it.
And that's about the Alan thing?
Yeah.
Who's watching that? What is it on?
I saw an episode of it, and it was pretty terrible. You know, it's one of those reality where it's like, oh, I hope this doesn't happen, and then that happens. You know.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
So what do they do? Just follow them around?
Yeah, and of course, then they did one where Alan goes and visits his son because Robin Thicke had the huge hit at the time.
Because he's the popular
one.
Right,
so you know, trying to get some of that heat. I think it's probably already off the air.
So what do they do for you for Wife Swap? Was that enjoyable, or you would like...
Wife Swap was okay because it was like... You know, that's one of those, you know, reality shows that they film pretty much like a sitcom.
You know, they give you scenarios.
Yeah. They go, okay, well, now you're going on your first date.
Right. You know, you let them into your home? That's what made me watch it.
What sucks about that is that for the week, and I can only imagine these people who have the series, the reality series, is for the week you're like constantly to go to the bathroom, you're stepping over cables and stuff. And then when you get to the bathroom, they'll have set up their sound equipment, and there's like 10 guys squeezed in there.
When you're in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You can't, so there's no masturbating the entire week.
Yeah.
Do you imagine anybody is doing that? Like, I wouldn't be ashamed of it.
While you're on a reality
show? Well, they're not taping you in the bathroom, right?
No.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of those shows where they show the sheets moving, like Big Brother or whatever.
I like on reality shows when somebody climbs out of the shower and they have a towel, and the towel has a microphone on it. You know?
so real.
Yeah. Because everybody brings a mic into the shower.
Is the money good for that?
It was okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, enough for you to let them into your home? Because no one's ever seen your home or anything. I Googled pictures. I was dying to see what your wife looked like. I had not seen the thing. So I watched it. Very attractive. And you have a nice apartment and the kids' bedrooms are all set up. Like, but I never imagined.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with any of that part. It's like I was. They should have filmed the apartment I was living in before.
Right. What did that look like?
That was, you know, just mismatched furniture, right. and just it looked like it could have given the people on Hoarders.
Right. Where do you meet your wife?
Oh, at some kind of music, you know, Grammy party.
Right. Right. Yeah. And she's a fan.
Yeah, I guess.
Like she came up to you and said,
"No, I don't know how it. I hate talking about."
Yeah,
that's something like she likes talking about.
Right.
And I always like go and walk, find a reason to walk into the other room.
Yeah. I gotcha. I got it. How long has it been?
Oh, a while.
Yeah.
God, I don't even know. I think yeah.
Do you love being a father?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, Kat, now you have, what do you have, a boy and a girl?
Yes.
Older boy?
No.
Older girl?
Yeah, she's okay. Older.
So let me ask you this. I have two kids as well. Yeah. My son is 9, my daughter is 2. Okay. If there is a fire and you can only save one, which one would you save?
See, I always think of it in terms of like, Sophie's Choice.
Right. Yeah. So only one of them could live.
And I always go, see, the difference between me and Meryl Streep is I know exactly which one of my kids I hand over to the Nazis.
I say all the time, I used to ask my parents that if they were ever called the show. I have one brother, and I'd say, hey, who would you save? And they can never answer, and it's all that. So my mother tried to turn it on me one time, and she said, if you were drowning, who would you save now that you have two kids? And I said, are you insane? I would use my daughter as a flotation device to save my son. I wouldn't even think twice. So you know, right, which one you like better?
Yeah, it would be like so quick that the Nazi officer would go, hey, you know, we could give you a half hour.
Isn't that amazing?
You don't have to jump to it. I know I was yelling,
right.
And I have a German accent, and it's intimidating, and the uniform. But if you wanna think about it, here's my number. You could call me.
How old are the kids?
My son's 6. My daughter's 8.
So you would save your son easily.
Yeah, I can't say which one.
They're not going to hear it.
Or anyone who lives out in Florida.
Right. You're fine. See, that's... Hey, by the way, Gilbert Godfrey is here. He's going to be at Sidesplitters. 960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com. He'll be there tonight at 8:30. Friday 8 and 10:15, and Saturday at 8 and 10:15. Now tell me about this. Who comes to you and says documentary, and what do they do? Just like follow your life around?
I don't get it.
Right. It's got to be flattering though.
I guess, but it's one of those things where like, you know, you're like standing scratching your ass and you're thinking, does he really need a clip of me scratching his ass?
Are you worried that it'll not make you look good at the end when it's done?
I'll be embarrassed no matter what.
Right.
And if, you know, it's the same with reality TV. The minute someone points a camera on you, you're acting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I've seen you. You do, I wouldn't say you have an act, but you are very quiet and docile when the mics aren't on. And then you're like, almost the first time I had you on, you came in, you're like, hi, hi, hi.
Yeah.
Even on the phone. I did a phoner with you one time, and you were like, hi, this is Gilbert Cohn. I went, wow, Gilbert's really losing it. And then you go to the phone, you're like, hello! Gilbert's a great guest. He's great to have on. He never disappoints. So yeah, I would imagine having the camera, you always have to be Gilbert now.
Yeah, it's just like if you're picking your nose and someone points a camera on you, you're going to either pull your finger out quick or you'll you know, how reality works, push it in more.
Right, right,
because
right.
Then you'll be the nose picker guy on the reality show.
And do we know it's just going to be like one of those turning into the film fest, the miserable life, the painful life of Gilbert Godfrey?
Yeah. Hopefully there'll be some organ music. Right. And I'll be standing by the water looking over the ocean.
Is this the only guy that follows you around?
No, sometimes he has other people.
What's the weirdest thing that you've gotten Gilbert doing? The thing that you're most surprised about?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, just like what you're talking about, what he's like off camera.
Yeah, he's quiet, right? You don't expect that at all.
Yeah.
You almost look like you're frail, almost. if you weren't famous, I'd be like, that guy's sick. He's not going to be around much longer.
With the English accent. A lot of people don't know that.
Yes.
There's a picture of you on Google that I think probably sums up your life the most. It's a picture of you walking around Manhattan with a big floppy hat on. Did you ever see that?
Oh, I think that is actually from Wife Swap.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're wearing the jacket. Okay, and I thought that's probably how Gilbert walks around. Like, I saw Louis C.K. in the city. I was with the comedian Robert Kelly, who's friends with Louis, he's been on the show. Yeah. And we were driving by, and Louis was at his front door. And they started talking, we said hi or whatever. And then later on, we were up in a building, and we just saw Louis walking on the street. And he had his head down, and he was determined as to where he was going. And I would imagine you're the same way, except with a big hat. Like, you don't like to talk to people on the streets, right?
Although, that hat, I don't even wear that hat. No, you don't? The time. I have it.
Yeah. It looks like that would, the hat is like a cowboy hat, only with a floppy brim. It looks like it would cover your whole head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the Hyde Gilbert hat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of like, I don't usually do the Hyde part of it.
No?
I walk around. On the show, I wore that hat because I thought, it was funny looking. But it's just like, if you see Woody Allen in the city, he's got his Woody Allen disguise.
Right.
So you know him from 10 miles away.
That's true. Yeah. It doesn't work out for him. Yeah. It's the opposite thing. Gilbert Godfrey is here in the studio with us. What are you doing now? What are you working on?
Well, I have a podcast.
Gilbert. No, I remember that. You told us that last time. How is that going?
Yeah. Good.
Most of them quit before they come back on the show. Like, they'll be I started a podcast. Yeah. The next time, it'll be like, I did three and I was done.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that easily.
Who goes on who is the last guest?
Let's see. I've had a few. I had on, Judd Apatow was on.
I love Judd Apatow.
Yeah. And I'll go between old and I try to get, like, older Hollywood, and they usually wind up dying. I had Jack Carter booked.
Right, and then he died?
Yeah. His agent called and said, well, he can't do it this week. He's not feeling well, and that was it. But I had on two of the original Catwomen from the Batman series. Yeah. Lee Merriweather Newmar.
They're both going to die now.
Adam West.
Uh-huh.
Carlo from The Godfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's he doing? Has he done anything since The Godfather?
I don't know. But he came in and he wears basically an ankle-length fur coat. And he's got one of those tans that is not from sunlight.
Right, right.
Totally orange brown.
that is great, because that's the guy, and he thinks he gets called to come on your podcast, and he's like, hey, it's happening again.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm back.
I'm back, baby.
that is great. Mel Brooks, as we just found out, is going to be in town next week. And they're doing a Blazing Saddles viewing, and then he's doing like a Q&A. And same thing, John Cleese was on the show yesterday. Him and Eric Idle are doing like a tour. I like that all the celebrities are doing like kind of speaking tours now. Because with all the internet, you don't get enough FaceTime with anybody, and you get to actually go see some of these guys, and that's wonderful. Especially like Mel Brooks.
I would like to just go on speaking tours from now on.
That would be great. I couldn't imagine. You would just run out of. You would just start making things up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Gilbert Godfrey, are you now? What?
I should say my. Oh, it's Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, and you could hear it on GilbertGottfried.com and subscribe on iTunes and SideshowNetwork.tv.
Are you getting a lot of downloads from that?
I guess so. It seems to be popular.
Yeah.
But
is there money to be made in that?
That's a hobby. It's like when I came out with my book, and it was like, I would ask them, I said, does anyone buy books by comedians? And they would always go, oh, absolutely. And then they would name like about four.
Right.
That like Seinfeld, Cosby, yeah. And Reiser. And with podcasts, same thing. There's about maybe two or three.
But it's different. There is podcasts that you like, Adam Carolla's, that you want to listen to all the time. And then there's specialty podcasts where that's very interesting. If you're somebody who is into the Batman stuff or the old Hollywood stuff, and you're hearing it from somebody who appreciates that, that's a whole different audience. That's the ones that are successful that target a certain thing. Cosby, what do you think about that? Did you know him at all? Or did you?
You did
the Cosby Show, didn't you?
Yeah. And I remember waking up with my pants around my ankles.
Are you surprised by it? Did you? Because the rumor was out there for a while.
Well, I mean, I had heard the rumor that he screwed around.
Right.
But that's
who didn't?
Like, yeah, exactly. And I would have been surprised if he didn't. But the knockout drops part of the story.
Yeah. And the amount of people that he did too is amazing.
It's like, you know, I didn't want to believe it. So by like the 40th one, I said, oh, they're just making it up. But then when it gets to 78,
that's the number.
Maybe there's something to it.
You said you had Judd Apatow on. I know that he on Twitter has been going after Bill Cosby. Going after him like crazy.
Because did they have a bad experience before that? Like that he's extra angry.
I don't know whether it's just that or what the deal is exactly.
I don't know. I think Judd Apatow, he's one of those people who's against rape.
Right. One of those weirdos.
Not particularly Cosby.
Yeah,
it was the rape he didn't like.
What a tight ass.
I was looking on Gilbert's website. Some of the people on his podcast, Dick Cavett,
would be really
interesting. Bob Costas, Henry Winkler, Paul Schaefer, Mickey Dolan. So a lot of good guests on there.
Oh, that's great. How is Dick Cavett now?
He's good. He's one of those guests that's great to have because you click the mic on and
he just talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, but still one of my favorite episodes of all time was the old Letterman show at night. Where he and Eddie Murphy went on together. Him and Eddie Murphy went on, and evidently they were hanging out for a while, and they would dare each other to do things. This is so weird, because this was Eddie Murphy in his early 30s, and old Dick Cavett, and he said, he goes, like, we were at an award show, and Eddie Murphy dared Dick Cavett to grab Diana Ross's ass. And he did it, and Dave goes, well, what did she say? And he goes, the same thing everybody else. Oh, Dick Cavett. And he said they were hanging out, and they went into a Carvel, and they were getting ice cream, and the woman was so impressed that they were in there, celebrities, that when she went in the back, she just left the drawer open to the cash register, and Eddie Murphy dared Dick Cavett to steal money from the register, and he leaned over and he took $20 from the register. That was one of the most memorable Lettermans I ever. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Who's going to think Dick Cavett robbed
Cavett's going to steal it? Yeah. Who do you hang out with? Who is your, do you have like a best friend?
No, that's the funny part about it is it's like when I'll run into someone that I know and we're thrown in a situation,
right.
I get along with them, but I always envy those people who go, oh, you know, I called Robert De Niro the other day, and we had coffee as usual.
You don't have like a...
Yeah.
Like even a non-famous best friend that you hang out with all the time?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
No, and it's like on these reality shows, that's even worse, because when they go, okay, you know, now we want you to call up all of your celebrity friends, and I go, I don't know the number on the
You don't have, who would you go to guy? Who'd you end up calling? Anybody?
Oh, let's see who I called. Oh, who actually came? That's even
what was
more
that for, like Apprentice, or you know, when you have to call your celebrity friend and beg them for money?
Oh, that's the worst.
That's the one thing I can never understand. Is when they make you call your celebrity. First of all, you have to drag. I know a lot of rich guys, but I don't want to call and put them on the spot and make them give me money. And yeah,
that's that. Oh, and when I was on Celebrity Apprentice, one of the daughters from the Cosby Show was on. I think it was the new
the little
story.
Lesbian.
What's
her name? Raven.
I don't know.
No, the other one, Raven. Keisha.
I think. I get them all mixed up. But, they wanted her to call Cosby. And at that point, the news story hadn't broken just yet.
Right.
So the most uncomfortable thing about calling Cosby was calling Cosby.
Right.
Except if you're Judd Apatow and you think rape is bad. You know, Mr. High and Mighty.
What do you think?
I heard Judd Apatow also doesn't like child molestation. See, he's got...
He's a horrible guy.
He's a wacko.
Are you amazed that Trump's being taken this seriously?
Yeah. See, I thought, and I know nothing about politics, but I remember if I had a bet, I would have thought, well, Hillary Clinton will be a shoo-in.
Right.
And Trump will last like 3 days. It'll be a joke thing. And boy, it's totally the opposite way.
She's not going to make it, I don't think.
Yeah.
And Trump just seems to be growing stronger and stronger every day. Even the most ridiculous things that come out of his mouth earn him points.
Yeah, I think because people are already, they're so sick of being correct that they just like him because he'll say the word.
Say anything. Yeah. At least we know if it's going to, no matter who we vote for, it's going to suck anyways. You might as well have a guy who's entertaining for 4 years.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Who's not afraid to be tough. Gilbert Gottfried is here. He's going to be at Sidesplitters. Go see him. Go see him because I don't know. I always wonder how long Gilbert will do this. Like, I think there's going to be a time where you just go, I'm done. I want to stay home.
There's a saying, you don't leave the business leaves you.
Right.
So it could
be
one
may
of
leave
those
you. Yeah, may leave you first.
Yeah.
Do you hang out at the Friars Club?
I go there. I don't really like a steady hang when there's something to do there.
Right,
events. I taped a couple of podcasts there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I got to go there a couple of times and that just seems like for you guys that would be a comfortable place to be among your people, like to hang out with
the Jews.
That's them.
I felt so out of place.
You should be among your people.
Would it be your son or your daughter that you would save? That's all I want to know. Listen, I always love having you in here. What are you doing? What are you working on next besides the pie? Movies, TVs, anything you're doing?
Oh, lots of big stuff.
You always say no. And then you leave here, and then we read something. Gilbert lands something in movie or voiceover for something.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
This spinning variety.
Yeah.
What? Is that Disney the best payday?
The what?
When you do a Disney thing? John Cleese said something yesterday. Yeah. I said, out of all the things you do, Monty Python and Fawlty Towers and all that stuff, is the like Harry Potter or Shrek the best money that you make? And he goes, no, because so many people want to do it that they just pay you half of whatever they would normally pay.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that sucks.
And so Disney's pretty much
the
like
same same kind of thing. You think Affleck kicks himself in the ass, or did they just get more publicity out of it that it probably worked for him?
I kind of felt like Affleck jumped on that. Got loads of free publicity. Then fired me, hired a guy to imitate my voice for less money,
right,
thus bringing closure to a horrible tragedy.
The best is, I love that you, on Twitter and anywhere else, you just keep going full forward. You don't care.
And what I like to do on Twitter, and it's become like people... I'll send out sometimes the dumbest jokes on Twitter, sometimes like puns for 2-year-olds. And I'll, you know, so I'll say like, you know, why the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? And then I'll go, I deeply apologize to chickens. That's what you have to do after each joke now.
Last time you were here, we talked about your many appearances on Howard's show. I tell you that when I moved here in 89 and my uncle owned a bakery in New Jersey, so they were up at the crack of dawn, and he would just throw a cassette in and tape them for me and send them down here, and I would listen to you on the show over and over in my car. You and Pat Cooper were the best things on that show. Now are you back on or not allowed on, or what's going on?
No, I don't remember the last time.
It seems to me that it wasn't that long ago.
It's hard to judge. Even I get it mixed up because they play reruns of me.
Oh, that's very true, yeah.
Like, oh, I was just on yesterday. But yeah.
Do you know this story where there's this woman now that runs the network? You're on the ban list?
I read the article.
Yeah. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't call anybody? You don't call Papa Pooey and say, is this real? Or you just wait and see it next time you're at Caroline's or something that they'll book it?
Yeah.
Why would you be the bad guy? Like, why did you make the short list of people to not be back on the show?
It's very unusual.
Now in most people's minds, they would go, but those guys are like best friends. Why would they do that? But we know from the last time you were here that you and Howard have no conversations whatsoever.
It was always like we'd start going crazy on the air and going back and forth. And then the minute they pause for a commercial, it would be
just
like
quiet.
Yeah, I'd be looking at my shoes.
Is Letterman the same way?
Yeah. Most of those shows, like when they break, it's like there's like a that on the air, it's like a party between host and the guest.
The part of that is the reason why, like, I don't like to bring anybody in here before we go on the air. Because you'll come in and we'll go, hey, Gilbert, nice to see you. Hey, last time we were. Then we go on the air and we have to go, hey, Gilbert's here, nice. And we're doing it all over again. That's the only reason why I like to. But between breaks, you could at least have some sort of conversation.
Yeah.
Make a guy feel comfortable.
It does. Everything just, all the energy in the room kind of
drains out, man.
And the only energy in the room then, in the shows when there's a break, is they'll have the warm-up guy immediately come out.
Come out. The Eddie Brills of the world. Come on.
Yeah.
Keep it. Where are you from? Poughkeepsie? Great to have you here. Listen, go see Gilbert. He's fantastic. You're one of the funniest guys. 960-1197. You got tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. Pleasure to have you on. I'm sorry to make you get up early. What else do you have to do today? I'll tell you what's going to be terrible.
More press.
Do you know where?
Yeah, I
want to ruin it for you. I want to tell you what's going to be good and what's going to be horrible. Are you doing midday TV?
I think so.
Good luck with that.
I like how with midday and morning TV, I feel like you could land on another planet and do the morning and midday TV, and you wouldn't know the difference.
It's exactly the same.
It would be like the guy and the girl who are pleasant.
Right, right. The guy's probably gay.
Yeah.
And they'll work in what's happening around town for the weekend and whatever the top story is of the day.
If it's a big day, they'll have you help cook.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know how many... I think it's a rarity if I go into one of those TV things and they don't have somebody bunch of food out there.
Yeah. Today, Gilbert Godfrey's making ratatouille. Do like Ralphie May. Ralphie May would come on this show, then get really, really high, and then go on that show. And then we'd just watch it to see him sitting there staring at the camera out of his mind. All the midday shows get mad at us because we always tell their comedians how bad their show is going to be. Are you doing any other radio, do you know?
I Probably.
I want to know. I want to know what's going to be bad for you and what's going to be good.
I'm like the one who, like, they just, you know, wake me up early in the morning, and then they just start, I get dragged around whatever town.
Do you know, like, do you have any other shows that you like around the country? Because I would imagine you hate most of them.
Yeah, it's like I never remember clubs I've worked at or places, and then it'll come back to me.
That's how I feel about, like, a football kickers. They always go, I go, man, what was it like when you tried to kick a 68-yard field goal? And they go, there was no pressure because nobody expected me to make it. So in the morning when I know you're going to be here, I don't get nervous about it. I'm like, because no matter how good it goes, he's going to either forget about us or hate us anyway. So like, Norm MacDonald came in, and I was nervous because Norm's so weird, and I like him so much. And I love Gilbert, but I just knew that you were going to leave in either way and be like, on to the next town.
Yep.
Yeah, and Norm left here going, like, I remember this place because when I walked in, I saw there were these tables there and the coffee machine. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. That, great. Didn't remember one of the largest studios, anything about the show. You remember the break room.
Yeah. I remembered, okay. I see how those tables are set up. And I know around the other way is the coffee machine.
Uh-huh.
And there's a soda machine.
Nothing else.
It all comes back.
Yeah. I gotcha. Pleasure to have you here again. Thank you for getting up early and coming in. See Gilbert Godfrey and Sides Footers. We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calda Show.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.